Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we are talking about a biblical principle, a kingdom principle, I like to call ministering in the opposite spirit. There is a spirit in the world, a worldly spirit, that gives people a particular perspective on other people, on how to respond to others when they are wronged, how to deal with situations in life. And that particular spirit is a very self-centered and self-serving spirit. And yet, Jesus himself, as he taught throughout the Gospels, and as we see illuminated in other New Testament passages through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, we find that God's kingdom principles look nothing like that spirit of the world. We are encouraged and exhorted from the Word of God to live and to minister in the opposite spirit of the world. In Luke chapter 6, starting at verse 27 in the Amplified Translation, we find this exhortation of Jesus. But I say to you who are listening now to me, in order to heed, make it a practice to love your enemies. Treat well, do good to, act nobly toward those who detest you and pursue you with hatred. Invoke blessings upon and pray for the happiness of those who curse you. Implore God's blessing, favor upon those who abuse you, who revile, reproach, disparage, and high-handedly misuse you. To the one who strikes you on the jaw or cheek, offer the other jaw or cheek also, and from him who takes away your outer garment, do not withhold your undergarment as well. Give away to everyone who begs of you, who is in want. Do not demand or require them back again. As you would like and desire that men would do to you, do exactly so to them. Here we have Jesus giving a very different type of advice to his disciples. It was counsel from the very heart of the Father. It was biblical or kingdom principles that Jesus was trying to impart to his disciples. This same counsel, this same exhortation holds for us today. Can you say about yourself that you make it a practice to love your enemies, that you treat well, do good to and act nobly toward those who detest you? This is the call of God on every single Christian's life, and it cannot be done without the power of God living inside of you. Without being a born-again Christian, having a new spirit inside of you, you will never be able to live the life that Jesus exhorted his followers to live. And yet, with the Spirit of God alive inside of you, you can make it a practice to love your enemies. You can treat well, do good to, and act nobly toward those who detest you. This is the call of God on our lives today, to minister to others in the opposite spirit that the world would minister, so to speak. A beautiful example is found in a story that comes from the Revolutionary War in the United States. During that war, there was a faithful gospel preacher by the name of Peter Miller. He lived near a fellow who hated him intensely for his Christian life and his testimony. In fact, this man violently opposed him and ridiculed his followers. One day, the unbeliever was found guilty of treason and sentenced to death. Hearing about this, Peter Miller set out on foot to intercede for the man's life before George Washington. The general listened to the minister's earnest plea, but told him he didn't feel that he should pardon the minister's friend. "My friend? He is not my friend," answered Miller. "In fact, he's my worst living enemy." "What?" said General Washington. "You have walked 60 miles to save the life of your enemy?" "That, in my judgment, puts the matter in a different light. I will grant your request." He then proceeded to have a pardon written out and handed to the Reverend Miller. With that pardon in hand, Miller hastened to the place where his neighbor was about to be executed by hanging, and he arrived just as the prisoner was walking to the scaffold. When the traitor saw Miller, he exclaimed, "Old Peter Miller has come to have his revenge by watching me hang." But he was astounded as he watched the minister step out of the crowd and produce the pardon that spared his life. That man, Peter Miller, demonstrated in a most dramatic way the words of Jesus: "Make it a practice to love your enemies. Invoke blessings upon and pray for the happiness of those who curse you. Implore God's blessing upon those who abuse you, who revile, reproach, disparage, and high-handedly misuse you." Peter Miller did exactly that for this man who truly was an enemy. He treated the minister as an enemy and with great hatred and venom tried to disrupt his preaching of the gospel. And yet this man demonstrated to this enemy the love of God. He made it a practice to love his enemy. Do you have someone in your life today that has treated you with disrespect, with hatred even? Perhaps it's someone who detests you, who doesn't like to even see your face walking down the street. Have you such a person in your life today? Whether it's a fellow employee or a supervisor in your place of business or work, whether it's a relative or an in-law, or someone who has made it their goal to take away your reputation by speaking evil about you, God still calls you to minister in the opposite spirit. The spirit of the world would tell you, you have a right to be resentful towards that person. In fact, you have a right to do whatever it takes to bring harm to that individual who is harming you. And yet, God would say to you today, make it a practice to love your enemies. Treat well, do good to, act nobly towards those who detest you and pursue you with hatred. And these words are not just words of how you are to think about the person. They are words that should propel you to action. The only way to overcome a spirit of hatred is with a very active, very intentional, very purpose-filled spirit of love that's put into daily action. Just as this minister, Peter Miller, took some very distinct steps of action, he literally hiked 60 miles on foot to intercede for the life of a man who had treated him dreadfully and with contempt. What have you done to minister in the opposite spirit to the person who has been your thorn in the flesh? Have you looked for ways that you can invoke blessing upon them? Have you prayed for their happiness of the one who's cursed you? Have you implored God's blessing and favor upon that person who's mistreated you or reviled you? What have you done that have been concrete steps of action that demonstrate the love of God in your life towards that individual? God wants you to take very distinctive steps. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you creative ideas on how to show love to that individual. A little boy who had moved to a new neighborhood and was quite shy found a way to show love, though he had been treated by his new classmates with anything but love. Valentine's Day was nearing, and the little boy asked his mother to help him to make a Valentine for every single child in his classroom. His mother was quite distraught at the very thought of it because she was upset as she had observed his classmates treating him quite rudely, and not a one of them had befriended this new boy in the classroom. But reluctantly, she assisted him. He came home Valentine's afternoon with a big smile on his face, though he did not have one Valentine that he had received from his classmates. His mother, concerned that he would come home devastated because of the cruel treatment of his classmates, was amazed when she found him happier than ever. He didn't have a single Valentine given to him, yet his joy had come because he had decided to make a Valentine for every single one. His face was aglow when he walked in the door, and all he could say was, "Not a one, not a single one. I didn't forget one. They all know now that I love them." That child captured something of Jesus's intent here. Though you may be mistreated, find ways to bring blessing to the life of the one who's mistreating you. Take some concrete steps today to do that. Don't look upon your mistreatment, but look like God does for ways to be a blessing and to minister in the opposite spirit. The Lord will meet you. It'll bring you joy, and most assuredly, change will be wrought in that situation. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.